Al-Bashir, your source of Islamic literature presents The Lives of the Prophets, Part 1.
Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam requested his sons to go and look for Yusuf and his brother Binyamin, because he never lost hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the next year, they went to Egypt to receive the ration. And they carried with them the merchandise that was sent back with them from the year before. They went to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, and they met with him. And they said, then when they entered unto him, they said, O ruler of the land, a hard time has hit us and our family. Difficult moments. It was famine and it was continuing from year to year, and it was becoming more difficult throughout time. And things were becoming more constrained and more severe. So they went to Sayyidina Yusuf and they were begging him, مَسَّنَا وَأَهْلَنَا الضُّرُّ. Harm has befallen us with our families. وَجِئْنَا بِبُضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَةٍ. And we have came with poor capital. مُزْجَةٍ. بُضَاعَ مُزْجَةٍ means some merchandise that is not very good quality. Something that is not worth a lot. So they're telling Al-Aziz, Al-Aziz, which is Sayyidina Yusuf, and that's the name of this position, Al-Aziz, and the word Aziz itself means the honored. And they're telling him, really, we want you to help us, because this merchandise that we brought with us is not worth a lot. It's not even worth presenting to you. So they're apologizing before they even present it, because they know that it's worthless. وَجِئْنَا بِبُضَاعَةٍ مُزْدِيَةٍ فَأَوْفِ لَنَا الْكَيْلِ. So pay us full measure. And then they said, وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا. And be charitable to us. They're asking for sadaqah. They're asking for charity. When Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam saw his brothers begging, when he saw that they reached to the level of begging, subhanAllah, look at this. These brothers who made the conspiracy to get rid of him and kill him, so they reach to the level of weakness where they are begging their brother whom they don't know, and they're telling us, give us charity. And they said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْزِي الْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ. Truly Allah does reward the charitable. At that point, when Yusuf saw his brothers begging, he didn't want it to go any further. He didn't want them to go under that level. I mean, that's it. When you beg, that's the lowest it could get, and the weakest. And he did not want to see his brothers in that position. Even though they harmed him and they caused him all of this trouble and they threw him in the well and they tried to kill him and he is their brother. But he didn't want to see them in that position of beggars. So he said,
قَالَ هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفَ وَأَخِيهِ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ.
He said, do you know what you have done to Yusuf and his brother, وَإِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ, when you were ignorant. Do you know what you have done to Yusuf and his brother? Who can say this except Yusuf himself? Who knows about Yusuf? How would Al-Aziz know about that? So immediately when he said that, they realized that they're speaking to Yusuf. When he asked them, what have you done with Yusuf and his brother? They knew that the man who's standing in front of them is Yusuf alayhi salam. They said, they said, are you indeed Yusuf? قَالَ أَنَا يُوسُفْ وَهَذَا أَخِي. I am Yusuf and this is my brother. قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Allah has indeed been gracious to us. I want you to pay attention to the following segment of the ayah. If you would forget everything that we said in the story of Yusuf, make sure that you don't forget this. Because this is the essence of the story of Yusuf. This is the essence of the story of Yusuf. And keep in mind that this story was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when? When was Surah Yusuf revealed? In Mecca. When in Mecca? In the Aam al-Huzn. In Aam al-Huzn, when Abu Talib passed away, and Khadija radiallahu anha passed away, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam found no one to support him with strength, his uncle Abu Talib, and no one to support him financially, his wife Khadija. That was the year of sorrow. It's not only sorrow and sadness on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he lost his uncle and he lost his beloved wife, but because the da'wah was limited and now barriers were being erected in the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had strength. His uncle was providing him with an umbrella, and his wife was comforting him at home. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has lost these two supporters, and the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was filled with sadness and sorrow. Those moments that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going through are unbearable. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is receiving Surah Yusuf in this particular situation, because that is what Quran, لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said we're revealing Quran, why? لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ, so that we would strengthen your heart. So Quran was being revealed on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the appropriate times for the appropriate situations to serve the appropriate purpose. So in that specific period of Aam al-Huzn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the story of Yusuf. It is the story of someone who went through difficulty, trials, misery, sorrow and sadness. But then in the end, قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Allah has bestowed His blessing on me. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this segment of the ayah, the essence of the surah of Yusuf,
إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
Verily, he who has taqwa and is patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not waste the deeds of al-muhsineen, the right doers. If you have taqwa and patience, eventually you will win even after a while. If you have taqwa and patience, no matter what, in the end you will be victorious. And you should have no doubt in that. Sayyidina Yusuf was victorious in the end, in dunya and in akhirah. It's not only in dunya, it's in dunya and in akhirah. But it happened after a while. It took a while. It wasn't swiftly in the same day. It took a while. Therefore, it needs patience. If you do not have patience, you will not be able to survive the long road. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there's a lot of struggling, there's a lot of striving. But if you have patience and you have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will establish you on the land. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Bani Israel, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا What? لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُقِنُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have made the children of Israel أئِمَّة, leaders. Leaders whom you follow in righteousness. أئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا They guide to our path. When were the children of Israel leaders for mankind? لَمَّا صَبَرُوا When they had patience, وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُقِنُونَ And they had yaqeen. There is no victory without sabr. إِنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ It is mentioned in a hadith, victory comes with patience. And in general, today, we are very emotional. We are fired up fast. There could be a very hot khutbah of Jummah, talking about jihad, for example. During that khutbah, everyone feels that he is like Khalid bin Walid. He's ready to go on the battlefield. The salah is over a few moments. Just by the time you step your foot out of the masjid, you leave all of that emotions behind you and you're back to dunya again. Very easily fired up and very easily we cool down. That is not sabr. That is not sabr. We are reactionary. We react to situations, but then after a while, we calm down and it's back to usual. But with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had a plan and they implemented that plan steadily. And they worked on it and eventually they were victorious. Not only does this work with the believers, this is a law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can even be applied to the non-believer. Antara bin Shaddad is a famous figure in the Arab tales as somebody who was very courageous. That's the personality of Antara in the Arabic literature. They say that Antara bin Shaddad, a very strong, well-built, powerful man, came to him and said, Antara, how come you are famous as being powerful and strong when your body is smaller than mine and your strength is less than my strength? Nevertheless, everyone uses you as the example of courage and strength. He said, I'll tell you why. Stick your finger in my mouth and I'll stick my finger in your mouth and let's bite. I'll bite your finger and you bite mine. Both of them, they stick their fingers in each other's mouth and they counted to three and they started biting. And they're crushing on the fingers of each other. After a few moments, the other guy screamed and he lost. Antara told him that's why. If you would have just waited for one more moment, one more second, I would have screamed. It's just a matter of outdoing you. I was able to have patience for just one more moment, and that's why I won. As they say in English, who blinks first? إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ
قالوا تالله لقد آثرك الله علينا وإن كنا لخاطئين
Now they realized their loss and they said, By Allah, indeed Allah has preferred you above us and we certainly have been sinners. These brothers who were jealous of Yusuf So jealous that they tried to kill him. Now they're saying, you're better than us. You are better than us. In the end, they had to admit it. See how Allah made them victorious in every aspect. It even reached to the level where his brother said, you are better than us. Now we admit. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went into Mecca, he went into Mecca victorious without any parades, without any national anthem, without any red carpet, without any motorcade, without any pride. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, instead of riding on his horse or camel with his chest forward, carrying his spear, Rasulullah ﷺ went into Mecca, making sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on his camel until his beard was touching the back of the camel. Tawadu, humbleness. With sakina, calmness. Till he reached to Al-Kaaba and they climbed on the door of Al-Kaaba while the people of Quraysh are surrounding him. His enemy for years and years are now under the sword of Rasulullah ﷺ. So Rasulullah ﷺ asked them, what do you think I will do with you? They said, أَخٌ كَرِيمُ وَبَأَخٍ كَرِيمُ. A noble brother and the son of a noble brother. I will tell you like what Yusuf told his brother, لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمْ الْيَوْمِ. I'm going to tell you just what Yusuf told his brother. Today, there's no punishment or no blame on you. اِذْهَبُوا فَأَنْتُمُ الطُّلَّقَى. Go, you are free. He said, no reproach on you this day. May Allah forgive you. And He is the most merciful of those who show mercy. So he forgave his brothers and he allowed them to leave. But he gave them something. And this is a miracle of the Anbiya. He gave them his shirt. And he said, throw it on my father and he will see. Because his father was blind. Why was he blind? Crying on Sayyidina Yusuf. And this is a miracle of Sayyidina Yusuf.
اذهبوا بقميصي هذا فألقوه على وجه أبي يأت بصيرا وأتوني بأهلكم أجمعين.
Go with this shirt of mine and cast it over the face of my father. He will become clear-sighted and bring to me all your family. When the caravan was leaving out of Egypt, Yaqub was in Asham, very far away, a few hundred miles away. When the caravan just started moving out of Egypt, Sayyidina Yaqub smelled Sayyidina Yusuf. He was smelling his shirt. And it was still in Egypt. And this is another miracle of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam.
وَلَمَّا فَصَلَتِ الْعِيرُ قَالَ أَبُوهُمْ إِنِّي لَأَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُفَ لَوْلَا أَن تُفَنِّدُونَ.
And when the caravan departed, their father said, I do indeed feel the smell of Yusuf. If only you think me not a dotard, a person who has weakness of mind because of old age. They said,
قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَفِي ضَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ.
This is something that was one of the Mufassirin of Quran said, لَقَدْ قَالُوا لِأَبِيهِمْ كَلِمَةً عَظِيمَةً. They have said something inappropriate to their father. They said, oh, our father, by Allah, certainly you are in your old era. They told him, you have become old. You're starting to lose your mind.
قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون.
Then when the bearer of the glad tidings arrived, he cast it over his face and he became clear-sighted. He said, did I not say to you, I know from Allah that which you know not? And now they realize their mistake again. They said,
oh,
O our Father, ask forgiveness from Allah for our sins. Indeed, we have been sinners. He said, I will ask my Lord for forgiveness for you. Verily, He only is the one who is oft forgiving, the most merciful. Now all of them moved, they took their belongings, everything with them, and they started moving towards Egypt to fulfill the invitation of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. As soon as they came in, Sayyidina Yusuf has prepared to meet his family. Then when they entered unto Yusuf, he betook his parents to himself and said, enter Egypt, if Allah will, in security. And he had a throne. Sayyidina Yusuf was sitting on a high throne. So he elevated his father and his mother to sit with him on the throne. And then all of them, the father and the mother, and the 11 brothers, made sujood to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam to fulfill the dream which he saw when he was a child. The end of the Surah of Yusuf fulfills the dream which was in the beginning of the Surah of Yusuf. Between them, a very long lifespan. The scholars have given it 30 years, some of them 25, some of them 80 years. Allahu alam. But this is the fulfillment of the dream of Sayyidina Yusuf. I see 11 planets making sujood to me, and the sun and the moon. So the 11 planets were his brothers, and the sun is his father, and the moon is his mother. Oh my father, this is the interpretation of my dream of old. My Lord has made it come true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ وَجَاءَ بِكُمْ مِنَ الْبَدْوِ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ نزغ الشيطان بيني وبين إخوتي.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, here these are the words of Yusuf, he was indeed good to me. When he took me out of the prison and brought me here out of the Bedouin life, after Satan has sown enmity between me and my brothers, certainly my Lord is the most courteous and kind unto whom he will. Truly, He, only He, is the all-knowing, the all-wise.
رَبِّ قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. الصالحين.
My Lord, you have indeed bestowed on me the sovereignty and taught me the interpretation of dreams. The only creator of the heavens and the earth, you are my wali in this world and the hereafter. Sayyidina Yusuf had everything a seeker of this world wants. I mean, no matter how hard we work, you can't get anything better than what Yusuf had in terms of the standard of this world. He had power and authority. He was combined with his parents and family again, and the dispute among them was solved. He had wealth. He had control over the kingdom of Egypt, which was the greatest kingdom of the time. He had it all. If somebody had what Yusuf alayhi salam had, he would hold it with his teeth and nails and not want to leave it. You remember when Sulaiman ibn Abd al-Malik asked Abu Hazim, why do we hate death? What did Abu Hazim say? He said, عَمَّرْتُمْ دُنْيَاكُمْ وَخَرَّبْتُمْ آخِرَتَكُمْ فَتَكْرَهُونَ أَن تَخْرُجُوا مِنَ الْعُمْرَانِيَ الْخَرَبِ. He said, you have built this world and you have destroyed Akhirah, so you hate to go from what is built to what is destroyed. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam had everything that a person would want in dunya. But this for Sayyidina Yusuf is nothing. He's not a seeker of dunya. He would say, Alhamdulillah, for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. But he's doing it as a ibadah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Yusuf, when he is in the pinnacle and the peak of his power and fame and wealth and dominance on the face of the earth, look at the dua of Sayyidina Yusuf. Look at the dua that Sayyidina Yusuf is saying. He said,
فَلِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ.
Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam said, cause me to die as a Muslim and join me with the righteous. You have kingdom, you have power, you have fame, you have wealth, you have love in the hearts of everyone. Dunya in his eyes is nothing. Subhanallah al-Azim, and we have a few dollars and we're clinging to it and we're afraid of death for mata' qaleel, mata'un za'il, for something that is going to leave. And we're holding tight to it. And Sayyidina Yusuf has all of this and is saying, tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Make me die as a Muslim and be with the righteous. These are the hearts who are attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attached to Akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ أَجْمَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ وَهُمْ.
This is of the news of the unseen, which we reveal by inspiration to you. You were not present with them when they arranged their plan together, and also while they were plotting.
وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ.
And most of mankind will not believe even if you desire it eagerly.